hold my phone for me.
Study into whether the Bible is the. Are you? Do you read the King James, or do you go? Do you search how far back what the real Bible actually is?
Well, we do use the King James, but we go back to the Greek and the Hebrew to see what's in there.
Okay, because King James is changed by a...
Oh, yeah, you definitely have to test
Catholic,
the King James.
Yeah.
Definitely. You got to test all things. So we go back to the Greek and the Hebrew.
My husband has gone back beyond that yet to a more original Bible that we're really searching. So
okay,
thanks a lot.
Good. Keep testing yourself and come out of that. You got to repent of man-made religion because your worship will be in vain. And I can tell that they're not teaching you the truth. Okay, because you're calling yourself after a man, you're following Christmas and Easter, you realize Revelation 22, 14, and 15 says if you love and practice a lie, just one. I just talked to another Anabaptist woman. You know what she said? She said, yep, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. I said, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I showed her some sins and lies that she's keeping. And you're already keeping several of them. And we could go on and on. My husband and I have been reaching out to Anabaptists all over, the pastors, and they will not comment. They won't talk about it. The 3 days and three nights, that's a lie right there.
Uh-huh.
There's a Mennonite group that practices Ascension Day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're practicing all these Roman Catholic things that came
out. I challenge you to look and see if there's something more than the King James Version.
It doesn't matter. We don't even need the King James. We can go back to the Greek and the Hebrew. That's the original.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you can go back in there. Okay, let me help you out on that one. The Greek and the Hebrew, go back in there. Look at 1 Timothy 2 where it says modest apparel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it says? It's not just modest apparel. It's neat, ordered with dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And the Anabaptists do wear dresses, but they're tight, they're adorned, they're unbiblical. The head coverings are a little one cap in the back. They're not covering all the glory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying everybody's just like that, but your dress is adorned. And the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Peter 3, clearly in most translations you can see it says no adornment. And that's not even just the Greek and the Hebrew. So there's a lot of the sins and the lies that I was sharing with you about that you need to repent of. Is this your husband?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, he's gone down farther.
I know who you got.
Okay,
I
don't want to be teaching
so
over your husband or anything,
footage.
But woman to woman I can, but if your husband came up, I would turn that over to my husband. So
Those
are just some things. My husband would love to hear from yours.
Well,
we're
you
always reaching out to Anabaptist.
You need to talk to him.
Well, how are we going to talk to him? We don't even know him.
I'll tell him he should come down and talk to you.
Okay. Well, I gave you a gospel card.
Yeah.
It's got our email on there. If he doesn't come down here, have him send us an email. We'll give you our phone number. We'd love to talk to you. We're in the area for a while. We'd love to meet up. And we'd love to encourage you. Because if we're wrong, we want to be shown and we'll repent.
Okay.
But if the Anabaptists are wrong, are they willing to repent? So far, the ones that we've talked to, they don't.
Okay.
They just say, have a good day, and they walk off.
Yeah.
They don't love us.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that one of the things Jesus said would be the sign of his people? Love. The Anabaptists always want to run off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have a good day, bye, and we never hear from them again. That's a lie.
Uh-huh.
That's not love, right?
Uh-huh.
So if we don't hear from your husband, he doesn't love us.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll tell him. Is that not true?
Are we not supposed to love the brethren?
Yeah.
Look at this dark world. So many people aren't even, they're claiming Christ and they're walking around in sin. So we love everybody. We keep coming back and talking to people and trying to get
good
them to see
you.
The truth because we love the Anabaptists who are practicing sins. And your worship is going to be in vain if you don't repent of them.
Uh-huh.
It's not in hatred. It's not out of pride and vanity for us.
Uh-huh.
We want the truth and we want God's glory and help. That's why we're trying to share this with you.
All right.
So
praise
I want
God.
We want to hear from your husband.
Bless you.
If we don't hear from him, he doesn't have the love of God because he doesn't love us. And if he's too busy having friends, somebody else, we would love to unite with people who truly are seeking truth.
Sure.
Okay, it was nice talking to you. Thanks for talking. We look forward to hearing from your husband. What's your first name?
Rochelle.
Okay, I'm Debbie.
Okay.
And that's Jane. Nice to meet you. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.